Good morning.
Morning.
I say again, good morning.
Morning.
All right. When the weather's cold, my English stuck somewhere. I'm trying to warm up. In Ethiopia, we have so much old car. We use like so much. We have old cars. Anybody before we go out 1 hour, he turned his car, make the car run it, make warmer his oil, whatever inside. Like my English may be like that. So, let me ask you one question. My name is Elias Johannes. I have 2 kids and my wife Karis Johannes. We are missionary. God called us for Ethiopia. I'm from Ethiopia too. Let me ask you a question. Very easy question, everybody knows. Which cell phone is expensive in America? iPhone, right? Why? Huh? I want to hear it. What is it?
It can do so much stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff. What is the most stuff we wanted in the iPhone in America?
Good camera.
Nice. Huh?
Privacy.
The most expensive mobile we bought in Ethiopia when I grew up should have good flashlight.
Flashlight.
When we go to the store, the guy, the first he show us, look, he has a nice flashlight, turn it on. We don't care about other thing. That flashlight is big deal for us. When the dark, we don't have like consistently, we don't have electricity like here. Sometimes 3 days, no electricity in the town, in the city. After 6 o'clock, you see people walking, everybody hold his flashlight. And because so much holes in the road, we don't want hurt, we use a flashlight. When I was thinking about light, in our bulletin I put, take the light of Jesus to the darkness. That's, I want to telling you about this. One thing I like when I live in this country, I'm new, I'm maybe 7 years I think. I learn English here. I never think about other languages. In Ethiopia we have like 83 languages. I'm not thinking about adding another English or I'm putting the sideways. But God has a plan. And I start learning. Still I'm learning again. But I am brave telling about God. I'm brave telling about Jesus. How he called me. How he saved me. How that bright light and shone on me. That's that. I have enough for this. So, the point was, where is your light? Just think about it. And this John chapter 9, the whole verse talking about the light, how the light is important, how the blind man, how he healed. So before start, can we pray? God, thank you so much for this morning. We love you, respecting you. Lord, can you show us where is our darkness? Where is our light? Help us be shine for the darkness. Lord, we trust in you. You are our Savior. Give us a blessing time. Give us more blessing in this room, each one of us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I will try to read verse 1 to 5. I would like someone read it for me, that is easier. If you anybody have Bible. Yeah.
John 9, 1 through 5. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world.
Thank you. Yeah. When I read this verse or chapter, I imagine it like I was thinking about the guy who was blind, who is born. He's sitting in the corner. He's sitting somewhere out of from any kind of gathering. Because in that scripture, like that blind man, he doesn't have any kind of right. His joy or his excitement is very limited. When I'm thinking about him, even people celebration, any kind of celebration, he doesn't have to involve with that. But when I read it, Jesus go toward him. Everybody forget it, him, but I know disciples asking this question, why his sin or his parents? Jesus, he's not care about that question. He told the guy. He forget it by community, he forget it by his parents. Even the morning they took him the place to he begging in the road, and they back. He's depend on his parents. He's depend of anybody's throwing the money. This is the true story. Is I see it, how Jesus loved sinner people. Jesus go to him. The guy, he didn't come to talk to Jesus. Jesus go. He's willing to go. Because Jesus is a light. He go toward him. And unusual healing method Jesus used. He, for me, like, they're asking a question, the disciple asking, who sinned this man? Jesus, he didn't go that, he's like, ignore that question. He said, because the disciples often sustain this man is not ordinary sinner. He's not, like he's different kind of sinner, the people see him. The religion leaders see him, he is like, more sinner. Imagine in our family or in your family. I remember one missionary guy told me his son was 16. He turned from God. He do very, very wrong thing. The dad told me, I'm afraid to tell him, this is not my son. I wish he said, I wish people ask him, oh, he's not my son. Because he's ashamed because of his son. How I feel, how you guys feel, I don't know. Sometimes his parents was afraid of people point him. Or he has a brother or he has a sister. Somebody invited them for a dinner, whatever. They don't take him with them. He's like home, whatever, he's left it. But Jesus said, no. Jesus doesn't think about disciples thinking. Like he said, I love him. Whatever you guys said, but I love him. I want to healing him. He spit it out. He mixing clay with his saliva. When I'm reading, I thought, oh, maybe does not look nice to somebody like that. Every time Jesus, when he heals somebody, he has own way. Jesus came, he's not for judging people, he's not pushing people, he's not like rejecting people. Jesus loves everybody. We are important for him. His man, how much suffering, how much ignoring by other people. Sometimes in our life, I don't know, I have some stories in my family. We ignored by people. Because of my dad, is long time ago, he's died. My mom took him to the witchcraft. The witchcraft gave him so much wrong and bad thing. He ordered my mom, give him goat stomach, like mix it and wash it his body, and give him a drink that. We want our dad, that's why we gave it to him, that thing, but he's not healed. All of people, we don't have a dad, people point out, the dad is dying because his mom, she doesn't have enough faith with witchcraft. Sometimes hurt, sometimes sad, sometimes make us like pull off from our neighbors. But Jesus, for the disciples' question, he answered, he said, neither this is man know or his parent sinned, but work of God should be revealed him. Hallelujah. Anything happened in us, God knows. God using that sickness for showing his goodness for other people. And the same kind of blind girl in our home in Ethiopia, the girl, she's blind. She's like very little girl. When she's born, she's okay, but somehow sick, and the witchcraft is putting some bad thing in her eye. And she's blind. She, the same thing, she ignored by her parents. They throw her in the back with the donkeys, with the dog, with the cows. I know our camp in Ethiopia, light for that community. I think, why do we start program for disabled kids or any kind of disabilities? We want each houses. We know Jesus Christ a light. I have a light. I want to go to the darkness. I go each houses to ask, do you have it? No. Nobody's not show their kids. I wasn't stopped to asking. I'm going again. The dad said, okay, I have one. Even he didn't turn his faith toward her. I have one. Go ask her. As a miracle, I wasn't speak their language. But just I have few communicate. I told her. She said, okay. She's like 12. She's dirty from like, because she can't see, she touch everything. And here, like, even we don't have like private kind of the bathroom ever in the back. But when she came to camp, I wasn't thinking about healing or God healing her eye. I wasn't that my plan. I wanted God open her inside heart. I wanted that. I like prayer. I love God healing her eyes. That's my wish. But I didn't try any kind of, Jesus did. I said, God, would you please show your work on this girl? The people there, it's laugh at me. Why you touch her? Why you hug Fatih? Her name is Fatih. Maybe in your kid, the people think, or maybe in your generation, somebody will blind like her because of she's a curse, even her parents. I love this verse. I say, God, what are you thinking? But the same thing happened on her. She became a Christian in the camp. We didn't tell her about so much Jesus, but we sing, we invite the Holy Spirit. We invite God. Because we can't see, but God doing something work in her heart. Somehow, in a miracle way, she became a Christian. Her heart is open for Christ. I didn't hide it, my light. I know Jesus is, he's like, when I'm reading this one, I don't know you guys calling, the spare part, is that the word? Spare part, yeah. When the shop is like, the car spare part is in the shop. I say, our spare part is the dirt. That's the Genesis, the beginning. We came from the dirt, right? I didn't read how God make that. How he mix it with water or with his saliva. I don't know how he mix it up and make us man. But I say, that is we came from the dirt. Like, God make us like that. I was thinking, oh Lord, can you say something in her spirit? She took. God is good. She became a Christian. Also, she led all of her parents become a Christian. I see that light. I'm saying that she didn't hide it, that light. She has had light. Her dad, he wanted to marry another woman. Because when you have a lot of baby, the people respecting you in that community. Because of that light, she stopped her dad. She bravely telling him. And he became a Christian. Somehow God blessed her so many ways. She speak like fluently, like my native language. Even I couldn't speak her. And she went to school. And she get like even higher than other people. I'm saying, sometimes I don't know. How God used her, which way I don't know. But I see the light is going. In here, in America, when I was working with at one store, I love talking about God with a friend. I didn't know the law is the whatever the store say. Oh, we don't talk about God at work. The manager called me. He said, "What? Okay, God, give me wisdom with this man. I don't care about he firing me. Whatever, I'm not worry about. I'm not worried about money because I'm poor. Poorness is making me scared." Not making me scared. In Ethiopia, I don't have a work. I'm okay. So I'm not. They're not scaring me. So he invited me in the office. He said, "Elias, you know, I know you are new for this country, but we are not talking about God in the workplace." I say, "His name is Hey Danny. I'm respecting you. How many eyes do you have? What do you mean? Two? Oh, you control everything in this workplace." No, I have a camera, more than a camera, what you see. And he told me, "Yeah, I don't, you know, sometimes when I went to the bathroom, I clean up, I see some the kind of liquor, kind alcohol, the people drink there and throw in the trash. We don't have a camera in the bathroom, that is, we don't see anything. So I'm trying to helping you. People, when they know God, the workers know God, they will be better more. That is why in the world, I told briefly, we pull out God from school. We pull out God from the workplace. We pull God out from everywhere. When open, somebody's in the dark there. If you don't want me, send me home. I will go other place. I will work. I know who came complain about me. I know how many people I talked to here. I trying to help them. Don't be like bad. Don't be like mean other people. I know the guy, he's accusing me because in our country we respect elder people. We respect so much. I saw the man, he disrespect the older man until he write his check. His hand is shaking. I said, no, we need to respect the older people. That is the blessing come through. The boy is using another word, but I don't want to say that. But anyways, I'm not hiding my light. Don't hide your light. In workplace, in the school, in whatever place, show up. God wants using you. The people, maybe we are, the Christianity is not like cool stuff, but the coolest stuff is Christianity. I am proud I am a Christian. I am proud because of, I took all of my sin. I get every single day mercy from Him. I have to tell somebody who was with me. One of my friends, he told me, some other church when I share, oh, you don't have English. When you go there, and people thinking about you. I said, I don't care. I have a truth. I'm a believer. I'm telling my testimony. How I became a Christian, how Jesus is with me. I'm not hiding my light. So, Jesus said, I am here. They're asking him about who sinned, pointing his parents or his whatever. He's now going, answering and talking about sin problems. He's telling them, I am here to be the light of the world. You are here. You are here to be a light. Anywhere you go, maybe in an aeroplane, and in our country we talk people everywhere we go. And when you see the road of people, hello, how are you, and talking, and we jumping in talking about God. Some people, maybe they push us in here, maybe they don't hit it, but they ignoring, or in there even they beating. That's what we want. We don't want to beat it by, but we shine our light. We tell people, oh, this is, we show it, we tell, oh, you did it wrong, you didn't do something. No, in Ethiopia I showed you guys the light, we show the light, we don't want in the hall, in the or trip or with something there. That's why the light we use so much. So, in here, you guys use it, your light. Finally, the man is healed. God is putting his dirt, and he told him, go. He's expecting, he's obeying. Go wash. And he respect, he go, he washed at the Siloam. It's by sent. When he come back, everybody pointing, is that you? Somebody's like, they're very confusing. He said, I am. I was blind. Now I can't see. The funny thing, they ask him, who, like, even, who healed you? He said, Jesus. I didn't know about anything a lot, anything about him, but his name is Jesus. He healed me. I know this one. Sometimes in our life, you see it, this man, when you read the whole story, he's like so much conversation with other people. He's not hiding anything. He said, yes, I was blind. Now I'm healed. Like kind of new Christians, the people said, they don't stop talking about God. That man like that. He's brave. He knows how when he came, like he's ignoring, he's rejecting by people. He know how much pain he has before. He's telling. Finally, when he came to Jesus, do you believe me? The guy said, yes. Nobody does not love him like Jesus. I say for everybody, nobody does not love me without Jesus. Everybody's in here and we have something. We don't tell people, but we have something in our heart. How we became a Christian. Maybe we asking, how you became a Christian? People telling own stories. But this guy, after he became Christian, after he believed Jesus, even they took him into the highest religion people. He's not afraid of them. And I love his heart. He telling them how he healed. How he's openly he tell them. Even further when asking him, he's confusing. Why are you asking me again? Do you want to be his disciple? Do you want him? Do you want Jesus? Do you want to be his follower? You know the stories they say. They're cursing him. He's like, you are a sinner. You want to teach us? When I talked to my daughter, the story when I told her, why the people love Moses than Jesus? She said, I want to choose for them. She's like, she put something kind of stone, little stone she putting and she purposely she piled for Jesus. She said, oh, these people need to follow Jesus. But this man, he doesn't have any kind of fear. He's not hiding his light. They see. Even these religion people, they don't care about his healing or whatever. They wanted other thing. In our life, when Jesus opened our heart and our eye, we don't keeping that joy or that hope or that light. We need sharing for other people. That's why we want to go back to Ethiopia. One of a friend told me, oh, everybody they want to come to America. Everybody. One of my older brother, we trying, you know, why you come back? Stay there. Safe. Nowhere. Death here, death there, death everywhere. Everywhere. I told him even about long time ago, somebody in the church, he's shooting so many people at the church. In the church. I'm telling him, God brought me here for his purpose. I was waiting like 7.5 years. I praying, God, would you lead me? Where can I go? And God told me, like, you back home and you serving me. I'm so happy I get that chance to serving him. Bring my light to my people. Also the other people, they living with us. So, finally, the guy, he's the blind man, told Jesus, he said, Jesus called asking him, who am I? A man called Jesus. I am a prophet. Yes, you are a prophet. I am a son of God. Yes, you are a son of God. Do you believe me? Say, yes. Hallelujah. Today, I'm telling you the truth. Jesus is real. Jesus is here. Here, right now, here. Next to you guys. He wants using you. I want encouraging you. Whenever people think about you, that's theirs. But God wants using you. We need back to God to school. We need back God to workplace. We need God back to the right place, anywhere. We need that. We need for our generation, for our kids. Then the world will be full of Christians, and we'll see what happened there. We know we live in a fallen world. We don't know when Jesus came back. I'll let you guys pray with me, please.